I just can't make this up.
Several stories about neighbors just not liking the way other neighbors decorate. There's a petition drive now underway in support of the Flintstone House in California. I don't know if you've seen this. It's been a national news story for about 2 weeks now. It's a person who has a house kind of up in the hills in California, like where more wealthy homes are.
Yeah.
With a lot of land. I mean, so, and because of it's on a hill, it's like a lot of people can see it. You can see into the backyard and stuff. And this woman has basically recreated Flintstones land. She's got statues of giant dinosaurs, and she actually has these big stone-looking houses, and she doesn't have permits for it, and neighbors have been complaining, and it's kind of like the more they complain, then the worse she makes it. And so now they've even started, like the city is actually suing her, saying you can't have it. And now there's a change.org effort that was launched yesterday that has already gathered several hundred digital signatures.
It's so funny because that was the very first cartoon that I was in love with.
Really? The Flintstones?
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you ever been to, there's a place near the Grand Canyon. It's a Flintstones, like, motorhome park.
No.
But it's got, they recreated all, I remember it from when I was like 4 years old. It was one of those that I never knew if it was real or if it was a dream. And we drove by it last summer. I was like, oh my God, it was real.
That sounds amazing.
And they haven't updated it since I was 4 years old, it looks like, too. Also, there's a man in California who had to lower his privacy fence after neighbors complained it was too tall. So just to be kind of ornery, he got even by filling his yard with naked mannequins.
We don't have any names for them yet, but you feel free to name them if you like.
It's kind of weird.
I think it's funny. I love it.
They're naked! And they're in a front yard. Aren't they supposed to be in the mall?
It's all fun and games. It's just, I want to be light with what's going on. Yeah. There's no reason to be angry.
This is amazing.
I stopped. I took a picture. I sent it to my wife. And I said, I think we have new neighbors.
And they're naked. And scientists in the UK recently came up with a new hot sauce that mimics the type of pain you feel from a venomous spider bite.
Ew.
It's called Venom Chili Sauce, and it costs about $9 a bottle. It's supposed to cause the same burning sensation you get if you're bitten by a chevron tarantula, which are native to Trinidad. A study a while ago found its venom targets the same pain receptors as hot peppers, so that's why they picked that specific spider. And they originally wanted to use actual venom in the hot sauce, but apparently it was too expensive, or just to even test it, make sure it was safe, was too expensive, so they just settled for synthetic venom.
That is so dumb.
Why? Well, but you know what? It must be popular because it's already sold out online.
We just can't make this up.
KMXP, Kansas City.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport.
Kansas City's number one.